The title is The Crash of 2016. Why 2016?
Well, we're actually in this crash. It really started in 2006 when the housing market started falling apart, just like in 1927 when the housing market fell apart. And that crash lasted for quite some time as Hoover did nothing. Now we have a situation where it's not just do nothing. Obama was successful in the first few months of his administration of putting enough of a Band-Aid on it that they're holding this back with baling wire and bubble gum. But Bush had hoped, he saw this coming, the Bush administration, had hoped that they could wait until November of 2008 so it would be after the election so it wouldn't hurt the Republican candidates. He was unsuccessful. The Obama administration is now, because they're not doing the real structural change necessary, they're hoping they can push it off to 2016, and that's why we chose that date. There's an enormous amount of effort in our government and in the Fed to try to hold this off until after the elections of 2016. Whether they're going to be successful or not, I don't know. It literally could happen next week.
What's the royalist conspiracy?
We are seeing a repeat of what we saw in the 1920s, what we saw in the 1850s, what we saw in the 1760s and 1770s, which is basically very wealthy, very powerful interests rising up. And, you know, they're fundamentally anti-democratic, trying to create an oligarchic form of government. And in many cases, succeeding. It's the war of the rich against the poor and the working people, the middle class, in short summary.